Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hey, welcome. We're here from Berg Vivant, and I'm Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we are talking about The Mountaintop by Katori Hall over at the City Theater on the South Side.
Yes.
Yes.
And we saw this last night.
Should we tell them what it's about?
Or at least not yet.
Not yet?
Oh. I think we should tell them our reaction. Because normally when we see a play, we look at each other and our expression generally matches.
She usually loves it and I usually hate it.
Not always.
Not always. But we are in agreement of this one, though.
Last night we looked at each other and I think we both just went, wow. And I think we said it 5 or 6 times as we walked down the steps.
There was multiple wows. Like, wow. I had multiple wowisms.
And when we got down to the bottom of the steps and we're getting our coats and getting ready to leave, I said something like, that was so powerful. And I just started to cry.
Yeah, she did. She did. I was there. I saw it.
And it wasn't that I was crying.
Testify, girl.
Because it was necessarily sad.
Right.
It was like, I mean, we
powerful, though.
It was extremely powerful.
Evocative.
And so complex and so multi-layered and so thought-provoking and just so beautifully done. Now we can tell them what it's about.
Okay. It is about Martin Luther King and his last night on Earth. It's about him in the hotel before he gives the speech in which he is killed. And it is about him and a lovely young maid from the hotel that he meets. And their relationship? Their interaction.
I would call it their interaction.
Their interaction.
Yeah, their interaction is more accurate, I think.
More accurate, yes.
There's
an area. We don't want to stray too far into spoiler land.
Say that.
It's more than you think it is.
And the maid is not exactly who you think she is. That's not a spoiler. That is not a spoiler. And that she also has an agenda, as does he. And it's not the agenda you think. When they're talking flirtatiously with each other, you think, whoa, now I see where this is going. But it doesn't go there.
Oh, it goes, it just veers off in different directions. Exciting, though. Evocative. Emotionally impactful.
Oh,
you used a word
I
don't want to steal.
I know. I said to him last night, sometimes I say something and I think it's kind of important. And then the next day when we talk about it, we're taped, you take what I said. And I said, don't take this one. It's mine.
I'm not stealing your words. Okay. Then... how would you describe The Mountaintop, Mrs. Lonnie Gents, the theater lady?
Ms. What I said...
No winning.
What I said to you was, this was not a night out at the theater. This was a life-changing experience.
Dun, dun, dun!
And it really was. It was so, so beautifully done. I thought that... the actor that portrayed Martin Luther King, Albert Jones.
Albert Jones, I'll drink to that.
Was spectacular. Actually forgot that I was at a theater seeing a play. I felt like I was in that hotel room. That set was amazing. It looked just like a hotel room.
The set does some interesting things, too.
Well, at the end, I think the set actually becomes another character.
Okay.
At the very end, but we won't say how or why that happens.
Spoilers, sweetie.
There were many, many, many surprises in this play.
It was very surprising.
And
a lot of people teared up, including somebody I saw the show with. You teared up.
I cried at the end when I
like bawling. Okay, but there was a little wetness in my ear, in my eyes, not my ears, in my eyes. Hell's wrong with me.
But really, Albert Jones was spectacular.
Yeah, very spectacular.
He was magnificent. He was Martin Luther King. When I saw photos today on Facebook because of it being Martin Luther King's birthday, and I saw the photos, I thought, that's not Martin Luther King.
We know who he looks like.
Last night.
He looked like Albert. Albert Jones.
No, he was so convincing, and he did such a good job of being a man, a human being with vulnerabilities and with all the things that encompass being a man. And it was really interesting to me to see the humanity in a hero. And I'm thinking that maybe that would be helpful for us to see maybe a little bit of hero in us as humanity.
This falls into the category of where we separate the theme, I believe, is where we separate the hero from the human being. It was the theme of the show, I believe.
Did you think? I didn't think it was a separation at all. I thought it was showing that it's all one. That every hero is still
their foibles.
Human beings.
Right. Okay.
I really did.
Okay. Well,
and then,
still a theme. Okay.
Then the maid.
But I think, yes, he is equally matched. Because the worst thing we've ever seen is when you have a really great actor paired with somebody that's not so great. However.
Oh, man.
I think she's spectacular. Bianca Jones also.
Laverne Jones.
Bianca Laverne Jones. Okay, she's got to put a little L over here.
I don't usually. You've never heard me use this word describing any performance. But both of them were magnificent.
Oh, I'll drink to that, sweetie.
No,
I will
truly,
drink to that.
There were times that I caught myself being so spellbound.
Mesmerized.
By what was happening on that stage that I forgot to breathe. I actually wasn't breathing. I was just...
I should have brought oxygen.
And I felt like...
Bring oxygen. Go to the show. Bring oxygen.
Oh, shush. You're being silly about something that was
it's true. But there were moments of silliness in this.
Hilarious. Yeah, oh, there was so much laughter and so much fun. It wasn't by any means
like a diatribe of the equality and marching forward. No, there was, it had a great lot of humor. And it had some gravitas. It was a very strong theatrical work. Katori Hall, she's the playwright?
Yes.
And she's my new hero.
Well, and the thing that amazed me about her, this is one of many, many, many plays she's written. The most famous and the most well-known.
Okay, I'm going to have to see those other ones.
It was performed in London, I think it was around 2008, and it won the Olivier Award for the Best New Play in London. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's a well-awarded, and she has several other awards. The list goes on and on. But she's young. She was only born in 81, and the depth and the complexity of not just the characters, but of the writing and what was happening on that stage, to me... 30-something. It was like 33, 34. I just could not believe that somebody that young had so much insight into life.
Oh, yeah. No. Insightful, impactful, a great piece of theater. A great experience.
It was.
I'm quoting the famous Lonnie Jantz, the theater lady. But it was a theatrical experience.
It really was. It was, and I forgot.
And two things about that. I want every, this is why I kind of pick on other shows that we see, because I want everything to be like that. I want great acting and great writing, and I want that every time, and it can be done.
No, it can't.
Oh.
You cannot hold everything to that high of a standard of the writing and the performance and the directing and the set. You can, I don't think you could. There would be no theater if everybody had to reach that high of a level.
And
that doesn't mean you can't have an enjoyable night out at theater without this. This truly, I don't even know. This was like extreme theater. I don't even know how to say. There's another thing I want to mention.
I don't know how to do this and not it's
give like, something away.
Well, no, it's not because that. This is about the audience. The audience was 95% white people, and I thought I really wish there was a more diverse audience seeing the show. I want everybody to see the show, first of all, white, black, red, green, yellow, whatever you are.
There are no green people, Mike.
Well, you haven't had enough of these yet. But I want everybody to see that show, regardless of the race. But it struck me as sad that there weren't more African-Americans in the audience. And I hope that more of them will come out to see the show. I think it's a great show to see, regardless of your race, color, creed.
And that's interesting.
And sexual preference, because there is a mention of something in there, you know.
But what I think is interesting, I thought more white people should see this play because it gave such an insight to what it might feel like to have lived through those days and to have experienced that kind of prejudice and bigotry. And look,
let's agree.
He was checking that his hotel room wasn't bugged. He was being bugged at the FBI at that point.
Oh, yeah. Hoover was that. Yeah.
And by the way, there were a lot of factual things.
Oh, but it veers off from fact, though. It is clearly a work of fiction.
And I would even call it like historical fantasy.
That's a good thing. Here's what I know what we can agree on. We want all humans to see the show.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. Because I was just touched to my soul. And one of the things.
Touched to my soul. Now there's your quote.
No, I really truly was. As you saw me, I just really
was. Like I said, I'm not a crier. I don't cry at movies or TV shows or plays. I welled up a little. There's a powerful speech at the end of that show.
Which I loved, and I won't, again, don't want to spoil it. However, for what happened in the show, there was a lot of humor, there was a lot of darkness, but at the very end, it was such a hopeful ending.
And a hopeful ending about a story about a man that was assassinated. So, you go with us. But
it was amazing to me. That's when I really, really started to cry. I might even do it again because I was moved by it. It was beautiful.
Wrap this up before I get you crying again. All right. So this is, once again, it is The Mountaintop by Katori Hall. It is at the City Theater on the South Side. All humans should check it out, really. And if you're from some other planet, go anyway.
Did we talk about the director, Peter Flynn?
No, but we'll catch him next time.
Well, he was here before, and he directed The Santa Land Diaries.
Which I love.
In 2008, which I love, by David Sedaris. So he's not a stranger to the City Theater either.
Oh, good.
And something else I wanted to mention. You keep wrapping me up.
I'm sorry.
I watched an interview online with Bianca Laverne Jones.
Oh.
And she was saying what a delightful time she had with this role because she is a Black Southern girl getting to play a Black Southern girl. And she said she just had a ball.
She was great at it.
She really was fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so
now
please,
you can wrap me up.
Now I can wrap you up in a shroud and throw you into the river. No, I'm kidding. No,
if that happens, you'll know.
Yeah, no, I was busy that night. So, yes, once again, What am I saying? The mountaintop at the City Theater in the South Side. Check it out.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.